Intel Iris graphics launched this morning. That's the HD 5000 series. And for the Ultrabook stuff that we're covering at ultrabooknews.com, that means a couple of things. There's Iris Pro, which goes into desktop and high-end laptops. And then there's Iris itself, which does hit the Ultrabooks, but only in what looks like a brand new platform for Ultrabooks. And I think this is the most important part of the announcement today. A 28-watt TDP platform, which is way above the 17-watt TDP platforms that have been used up to now in Ultrabooks. The interesting thing is, the graphics alone wouldn't make it a 28-watt TDP platform, in my opinion. So what we're seeing is probably, I think the likeliest scenario here is, a quad-core platform for Ultrabooks with Iris graphics in it. So that's taking Ultrabooks up way into, double the processing performance, plus 20% on top of that because of the change from Ivy Bridge to Haswell. So a very, very significant CPU, potential CPU performance increase. So hidden in that news this morning is something that probably they will announce at Computex. Now, the other bit is that the standard Ultrabooks will drop from 17-watt TDP processors to 15-watt TDP processors. Plus, the graphics will get a boost. Now, it won't be Iris graphics, it'll be HD 5000. And that will be approximately a 50% performance boost over what we've got today. So where your gaming was running at 20 frames a second, which actually was for a lot of the most recent games, that was the sort of level that we were seeing. That's going to get pushed up into the 30 plus FPS range to make some of those games actually usable now. So that's quite a significant increase, especially considering that the TDP drops, so the actual efficiency of the platform increases as well. I don't think that's revealed everything about the platforms for Ultrabooks coming up with Haswell. I think there'll be possibly higher end, but more efficient platforms that will run at possibly the down to 8-watt TDP with clock limiting and turbo limiting. But in the sort of 11 to 12 watt TDP range for some very efficient processors, maybe Core i5 with a locked turbo or a capped CPU, we don't know. So there's more news to come up in terms of the platforms. But Iris Graphics is the bit that was launched this morning. The performance figures on that are nothing we didn't know about. The dual slice graphics was given to us last September, so we were expecting double the graphics performance in some cases anyway. The real hidden information is the 28-watt TDP Ultrabook platform. So that makes it pretty exciting. If you can imagine a connected standby capable 28-watt TDP platform, you're going to get the highest dynamic range laptop or PC that's ever existed. It will run down to something like 100 milliwatts on standby, that's on with Wi-Fi on, 100 to 200 milliwatts, like a smartphone, and then ramp all the way up to probably something in the region of 40-watt total power usage, which it won't be an ultra-thin Ultrabook, but it makes it incredibly, incredibly large in terms of dynamic range, going from basically an always-on smartphone-like device to desktop capability. So that's really interesting. I want to see that. So that's it for this update. Haswell and Intel Iris and Iris Pro will launch this morning. Information on ultrabooknews.com. Thanks for listening.